Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The clock is ticking at the State House. There are 12 days to go to the July 31st deadline to end the legislative session as casino gambling continues to weigh down lawmakers. House and Senate negotiators are well into their second week of talks aimed at finding a compromise on legalizing casinos. To take a look at how that closed-door debate is going, we're joined this morning by Craig Sandler of the State House News Service. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Terrific to be here, Bob. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I imagine that you guys are working long hours up at the State House as the debate or the conference committee debate over casinos continues. Tell us the latest. It's still held up, according to what we hear from the conference committee.
That's right. There was an emergence of the leaders, Senate President Murray and House Speaker DeLeo, yesterday after a meeting with the governor. You know, obviously they were asked intensely how it was going, and actually they were slightly encouraging in that last week was a very acrimonious week. There was a lot of back and forth. There was sniping and snipping, mostly over slot machines, but also a little bit of he said, she said. Yesterday was a good deal more sanguine and serene. There was little in the way of specifics, but both sides said they continued to talk, and that's a good thing.
On the subject of optimism, here's a soundbite of House Speaker Robert DeLeo as he emerged from the meeting.
I think that sometimes with legislation or conference committees or whatnot, when people stop talking and the dialogue stops, then that's probably the death knell of legislation.
What is DeLeo predicting there? He came out of the meeting saying that he was hopeful there might be a compromise, but now he's possibly talking about the death knell.
Well, you know, he actually meant that it was a good thing, that the death knell of silence, of the end of dialogue, has not yet been sounded. Having said that, I think that he is probably a good deal less happy than he was 3 or 4 weeks ago when it seemed more likely that a compromise on the slot machines that he wants at the state's racetracks, a compromise on that issue seemed more likely. And also there was simply more time. Don't forget, whatever compromise is reached now is going to hit the governor's desk so late that if he vetoes the whole thing, for example, it really could be dead until next year.
Well, let's examine that for a minute. What is the likelihood that these three people and the rest of the negotiators are going to reach a compromise over the big issue, the slot machines, whether there should be, as part of the casino package, slot machines at the four racetracks in the state?
Well, I hate to make such a vanilla prediction, use such a vanilla stat, but it really is the case that it's 50-50. And that's actually quite a staggering number, again, in the context of this issue.
In theory, this legislative session is supposed to end at the end of next week, so lawmakers are working on a deadline of sorts. But could they stop the clock so that they can continue to debate longer than that? Or could they come back later for a special session to continue debating casinos and other issues if they don't finish all this stuff up within the next week and a half?
Those are certainly options. The rule that requires them to wrap up on midnight July 31st is only that. It's a legislative rule. It's not a law. It's not in the Constitution. And they are free to suspend their own rules and willing to do it. However, in an election year, particularly on the issue of casinos, particularly if things are rocky and convoluted, I really don't think that they would change or bend their own rules to do this legislation or probably just about any other legislation in the absence of an emergency economic development bill, which is not on the table. Now, it would be more orderly to do a special session, but again, in a campaign season when people are pretty anti-government anyway, I think that's very unlikely. It is hardly unheard of to have a big issue like this fail to come to closure and to have the leaders announce, "We would rather do it right than do it quickly." And that can fly with people. I think that there will be a sense of what's wrong with these bozos, and I think that there'll be a sense of disappointment and frustration, both within that building and outside the building if they can't come to a compromise that is acceptable to all sides.
So then if a casino compromise is not reached by the end of next week, the end of the legislative session, do you think it's dead for a while?
I think it will be dead until next year, probably, which isn't that long if you think about it.
Craig Sandler of the State House News Service, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.